Carl, my friend, have you noticed around the United States we've got some major drought problems?
Significant is an understatement.
Well, particularly, I mean, you've read about the California
very bad situation.
What do they call it? Basic regulations now where certain communities and individuals and homeowners and industries will have to really cut back
right,
on their use of water.
35%. It's extraordinary.
Well, you know, I don't remember being alive, I don't know, I guess 100 years ago when I suppose it's cyclical, but I don't know. It also may have to do with man's infringement upon nature. I don't know.
The California situation, they are saying it's 1,000 years since, based on the trees, since they've had this kind of a drought list.
But you know, it's not just California. How about in Russia, Lake Baikal?
That's correct.
I read this, or a few weeks ago, whenever it was, that for the first time in history, it's going to be below some certain percentage.
Yes, that's sad. That's been going on for the last 50 years, unfortunately. Because just like the Colorado River being overused, and there's not enough water to refill it as the levels continue to drop.
Well, the snow melt and of
exactly.
course, the rainfall. Anyway, a few years ago, I was very moved by a drought situation, particularly in the state of Texas
yes.
at that time. And because of that movement in my heart, the empathy that I felt, I wrote a poem. Actually, it's called a narrative poem. It doesn't really rhyme. It doesn't really have any of the other basics that you would talk about. It's a series of thoughts. Anyway, it's called Season of the Dry, and it's about a farmer who watched his corn crop die.
Let's take a listen.
And here it is, Season of the Dry.
"They'll die some more today," he said, hitching up his overalls. "The dry steals life, leaf by leaf, when green bows to beige. Does the green go where it's wet?" he wondered. "Is heaven wet and green?" "Maybe it will rain today," he thought, and shook his head in disbelief at the season of the dry. He stepped out on the porch and looked upon the field, weakened stalks of corn in amber tilting wilt, a bending supplication to the sun. A momentary tear welled within his eye, but passed just as quickly in the scorching dry. "I'll be with the corn," he said, moving down the path. Sarah watched him go slowly, reverent to the corn, like walking to a coffin, respectful of the dead. She knew his heart was saddened. His step told her that. Each seed, each kernel, a part of him, a planted child, no given name but corn, yet nurtured and loved, even as the end came creeping in the season of the dry. He moved, stepping gently, tender, softly between the rows, his hands on either side outstretched in touch, feeling for the green of life, suckled deep within each stalk, protecting root and source from the searing, barren crust. "The rain must come," he said, "to end the season of the dry." stood in middle field. Surrounded by a leafy wail, each plant had spots and withered wrinkles long below their time, each holding to an expectation and reservoir of hope, waiting for the irrigation that nature's spirit springs upon the season of the dry, when all that's left is trust. Might have been the heat, or maybe something else, but soon the farmer's weathered heart became the mendicant, pleading to a sentient earth, let the water flow. I know there is some moisture here, some hiding, healing rain, so needed in this parching scorch, in the season of the dry. Send the rain, he prayed. Erase the baking scars, the tempered cracks of heat that leave their open wounds stretched long upon the desiccated, fractured lawn. Corn and weed cannot compete, he thought. Weakness saps their strength. They find a way to die together in the season of the dry. Standing there, his waist above the waist, he sobbed. No one could see his tears, nor his heaving sigh. Farmers aren't supposed to cry, he thought. Just sow and reap, not weep. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, I'll have to plow them under. Coming home, he stopped to find a masking smile. Sarah needn't know, he thought, only that he'd paid respects to the corn he'd hoped to grow before it went to ground. She watched him through the screen, then opening the door. She smiled faintly in return as she kissed him on the cheek and wiped away a telling streak from the season the dry.
Well, in my opinion, your best work, beautiful in every way. I have heard that before. However, how do you feel listening to it after this time period and this frame?
I think to me it is still valid. It still has efficacy. It still has empathy, particularly for those who are in a drought situation. And I do have to thank Tim Janis, the very well-known composer,
yes,
for the use of his music, and also to Jim Allberger, who was the production engineer who put that all together out in San Diego a number of years ago.
Beautifully done.
The CD is called Syllables, S-Y-L dot A dot
yes.
B-L-E-S, you
yes.
know, syllables. You know.
Available at your local.
Well, I don't know if it's available or not, but we could probably find it somewhere.
You should. We have done this before, and I had said to you, Ben, this is a couple of years ago, I thought it was your finest work, because it defines the human element with nature.
It does.
And it gives that farmer, whoever he may be, a personality, a meaning, a definition, if you will.
There was a friend of mine who gave a copy of that reading to a farmer who listened to it and said to my friend, the man who wrote this had to have been a farmer at some time.
You understood?
And, you know, I do. You know, I mean, but I grew up in
rural America. You grew up in that
America,
rural America, you know? So you understood yeah. the... And you were around farms at that time, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, 4-H Club was a big thing in most of the schools that I went to in upstate, way upstate New York, you know, a number of years ago, when I think the Civil War just ended, but I'm not sure. You know, but we're both getting on there, you know?
Yeah, but you define it so beautifully. And you give it a meaning that I'm wondering, And you've said it already. That meaning applies today, and it has that forever scent, if you will.
I think the great poems of the past, not to certainly compare myself with that, but they have standing power because of that efficacy.
Yes, yes. And this season of the dry.
It's
remarkable in every way. And so are you, Roland.
Well, thank you, Carl.
On Smith Sabatino, as we continue on, do please stay with us.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.